Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. You know, last week when I started the call, I told you guys I'd never been as excited as more enthused about the direction and where we're going as the Moore Success Team. Well, I don't know how it's possible, but it is possible. After leaving the Leadership Summit this week, I'm absolutely convinced, 100%, without a doubt, that special, huge, exponential things are right down the road for the Moore Success Team. Guys, the leadership we have in place, the systems they have in place, the things that are going to be coming to you guys over the next few weeks and months are absolutely going to turn this thing on its head. I couldn't be more ecstatic. I couldn't be more excited. I know we're going to share some things with you guys tonight, but, if there's ever time to put blinders on, if there's ever time to duck your head and just flat out get after it, that time is now. It's so good to see so many of our Moore Success Team leaders all coming together last weekend. So many of them got to take the stage and train and share with the entire leadership group of Legal Shield. So proud to see Keith Wan and Damien Schieber and Ray and Linda Rios and Mr. Chris Hughes. Just such a passionate, power-packed speech. Probably the best job I've ever seen him do. So moving, so touching. Seeing Martha Doss get her recognition up there was priceless, and so many others. But what an incredible weekend! What a ride we're about to take, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so glad that each and every one of you are on the call, going to be able to enjoy that ride with us. So I'm going to quit talking so we can get into what you guys two did for tonight, and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member. But the most important thing in my life, guys, is that he is my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right, Jeremy. Yes, we are excited about this past weekend, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. But I have a couple of housekeeping notes. First of all, we host this call every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central. But beginning Monday, April 6th, all of our calls are actually going to begin 1 hour earlier. So instead of 9 p.m. Central, which is what we are here in Oklahoma, it will start at 8 p.m. Central. So please get the word out to everyone on your teams so there will be no confusion about that. Also, our new MoreSuccessTeam.com, new and improved, was actually launched this last weekend. So I encourage you to go to that MoreSuccessTeam.com website, browse through there. Let us know if there's anything that's not working just properly or if you have any suggestions, because we want it to be absolutely one of the best websites available for our team. If you're a BMW winner, of course, we need your picture. We have a list of all the BMW winners there, and we need you with your new BMW. Of course, if you're in the profiles of success, we need your picture and your bio. If you don't have it on a file, then you need to retype it and get it to our webmaster just as soon as possible. And just send it to jason@moresuccessteam.com so we can get all that recognition, a lot of recognition on our website, so we can make sure everybody where they're out there, where everybody can see how proud we are of each and every one of you. But just like Jeremy said, this last weekend, we were at the Leadership Summit in Dallas, and we're going to quickly go to just two or three people that were at that event. First, we want to go to the great state of Arizona and one of our top leaders on our Moore Success Team, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, there's a lot of great announcements that I'm sure some of the other leaders will have specific things. That one was the audio training they've added to the back office, so make sure you go back in your back office under training. There's audio training section, and there's some just really powerful world-class training audios that are now available for streaming and download right on the back office. But I think the biggest overriding theme to me was just that I have no concerns, no fear about where the company's going. I'm totally confident in the company's leadership, where they're going, the direction, the decisions they're making. And, you know, it was clear earlier this month at our team retreat that the More Success team's taken it to the next level. And this weekend's executive conference, it was more clear than ever the company is committed to that continuous improvement as well. And so if we as associates commit every, you know, to get better every day, that's a very powerful combination. So we can position ourselves to really ride this wave of momentum over this five-year run on the 2020 vision that's just begun. And I think it's more clear than ever at this conference that, you know, we have a world-class leadership team that's been assembled that is very rare and special. I believe the leadership we have is superior to many multi-billion dollar, you know, a year companies. And that makes it even more clear that major growth is really self-evident in where we're going. It was also very clear that, you know, the leadership's guided really by principle-based, you know, leadership, much like Mr. Stonecipher, you know, was, and very similar to the theme that Mr. Moore, you know, his motto has been leading this organization for over 30 years, you know, God first, family second, Legal Shield third, was referenced several different ways throughout the conference. And I really appreciate the transparency of the leadership telling us, you know, where we're going, why we're going there, and there's no surprises. We know where we're going, and I feel very comfortable with that. You know, and there's definitely going to be enhancements and improvements throughout this year. You know, Alan Fernley, last couple of years, has been telling us it's going to be like Christmas year-round throughout this enhancement process. And, you know, Jeff Bell saying he's been brought in to remove the barriers and add in the accelerators, and it was very clear that the enhancements and improvements in the direction they're going, that both of those things are going to continue to be true throughout 2015. And so, you know, as the late, great Wilburn Smith used to say, it's going to keep getting gooder and gooder. So now is the time to make sure Legal Shield is that very strong priority in your daily life. Stay plugged in. You know, stay consistent with your activity now more than ever. Lead by example. Get registered for Vegas and encourage your team to do the same. So with that, Randy, I'll turn it over to you for some other comments from other leaders.
All right, Alex, appreciate that very much. Next, I want to go to Austin, Texas, and Silver Executive Director Manley Wilson. Manley, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, Randy. Guys, ditto to everything he said. We're super excited coming off of the More Success Team event there in Ada and Oklahoma City and then rolling into to Dallas last weekend. Gosh, it just keeps getting – the picture just keeps getting clearer and more clear and more clear. Every event almost, it seems like it's happening that way across the United States. Super excited. When they put the screen up of all the timeline of items that the company is working on our behalf out here in the field and also in the B2B market in the group arena, it is unbelievable, guys. Don't think these guys are sitting on their seats doing nothing, because I don't even think they're sleeping up there, to be honest with you. And the fact that they're getting ready to roll out this new identity shield individual, which is only going to be about $9.95 compared to LifeLock standard at $9.99. And the ID Shield family, I think looks like they're going to take away the premium and just put it all under the family plan at $19.95, up to 10 people instead of 8 children. And then that's going to kick LifeLock's little rear end on their LifeLock Advantage, because they're paying $51.99 up to 4 people only in that family. So they don't even have a chance where we're headed with this thing. You know, and since the Like a Lion just ended, we are now springing forward, just keeping the momentum going. The numbers were up. The largest group that had moved up was the managers, and then the second was the director. So we're going to go back down and keep this thing going with the spring forward. And that 3-1-1 recruit to fast start qualify these folks, guys. They're also kicking in a Power 20 adder in there, so those Power 20s now will be able to make some money in that lineup, all the way from the Fast Start qualifier to the recruiter and then the Power 20, and then Upline Director and Upline Platinum. They're involving everyone. They're paying out more and more money each and every time. And, guys, the only thing missing is activity on our behalf. The company has done all they – you know, if they stop doing what they've done so far, they've done so much in the last 4 years. All I think we got to do is out here in the field and as leaders of our own, and owners of our own business, is get up off of our dead weight and get out in the field and get out there and protect families like they've never been protected before. I'm super excited. I know Barbara and I are, and as a regional manager here in Central Texas, we're going to make a difference, and we're going to make it happen. And I hope everybody on this team does the same. Turn it back over to you, Randy.
Well said, Manley. I appreciate that very much. Last, I want to go to New York and to another executive director, Mr. Keith Wan, who is actually featured on stage at this weekend's event. He also has an announcement to make. Mr. Warner, are you on?
Yes, I am. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
And again, this conference, just again, back-to-back, last week with our own More Success Team retreat and then followed up with this week, I'm still just no sleep. I've not recovered yet because my mind is just but this conference, I love it. It pretty much the tone was set when Mr. Jeff Bell, our CEO, came out and he made this statement: if you want more lumberjacks, you got to sharpen more axes for other people. And then they opened up the conference with a clip from The Karate Kid, which, okay, you know, I've been to international conferences, and I've seen motivational videos, Will Smith, what have you. So I said, okay, what's going to go on with this? And they showed a clip of the Karate Kid taking his jacket on and off over and over and over and over. And the kid was frustrated. He didn't know why the karate master was making him do this. And Jeff Bell, Darnell Self, and the executive board up there, they told us, guys, be patient, be a good student. And what they did for us at this conference, it didn't matter if you've been an executive director for 20 years and if you've been an executive director for 5 months. They made sure all of us are now on the same page. They went through how to do a PBR, how to do a proper testimony, how to do an event after the event. They went through everything. They had Mr. Brian Carruthers go through the full business opportunity. He could have taken shortcuts. He could have said, here I do this. He sat there and did the whole thing. They made sure we kept taking our coach on and off, on and off, on and off, because that is preparing us. What the company's trying to do, and another statement was made, the rising tide lifts all boats. They want to make sure the leaders in this field, we're all on the same page. So if you go to a briefing in Austin, Texas, or up in Brooklyn, New York, you're going to get the same atmosphere, the same environment, because all of the leaders are on the same page. And one thing I really love, Mr. Patrick Hodges didn't mention this morning on the leadership show. He did talk about the Yelp, but he pretty much came out and he told the EDs, he said, listen, has someone told you that they didn't get the membership because they saw a bad review? And we all moaned and groaned because we know they're out there doing those Google searches. And he said, well, have you ever posted your positive experience? And most people said, not yet. You haven't got to it. And then he looked at us and said, then you guys can't complain. You can't complain about that kind of stuff. So he challenged us. And within 2 days, then you heard the results this morning. But just with them coming out and challenging us and saying, guys, it starts with you, the rising tide, and that's going to lift the whole of all of the boats, all of your teams. So just excited, very excited. And one last thing before I do the announcement also, as Jeff Bell, Mr. Jeff Bell was closing the event, his last words was that he gave us a story out of the Bible about surrounding yourself with wise counsel. And he said his wise counsel, he mentioned our own Mr. Ken Moore as one of three people that he uses for his wise counsel. So it was just so awesome to hear Mr. Ken Moore be recognized in that way too, that Jeff Bell values him in his opinion. So that was just – and, guys, they want more executive directors next time. Everybody just follow the system, plug in. And speaking about the system, last week at the retreat, we talked about the mastermind. We talked about how can we help the field, what can we do more. And there was talk about – the More Success Team does not have our own recruiting call. We don't have our own PCC call. So starting next week Monday, at 7:30 Central Standard Time, we are going to do a weekly PCC call. Mr. Eddie Guzman from Florida is going to be the first one. He's going to be quick, 15-minute overviews, because we want to make sure people have time to call into the More Success Team call like we are tonight. And also thanks to Ms. Martha Doss, and again, Eddie Guzman, we're going to have that PCC call in Spanish. We're going to have a Spanish call at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. So just go to the website. Thank you, Jason, for the brand-new website. Go to the website to get more information, but we look forward to it. And again, the rising tide, we're all going to be lifted. Thank you very much, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Juan. Great job. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, which I'm really excited about, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 31 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Dad, are you on?
Yeah, can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
You know, this phone of mine has been acting up all day. First of all, Randy, I want to say this, it's great we're going to have the our 8 p.m. Central, but we I don't know if you said it or I just missed it, but on the first Monday night of every month, we'll be having at 9 p.m. Central our group call. It'll just be reverse first there. That's what's been requested, and we try to go with the people to mastermind what they think is very best. You know, Randy, there's no use me recapping what's already been said. It was flat wonderful. People is great as always, information great as always. But to be honest with you, I'm real excited about what we got going tonight. That was then, this is now. The future's ahead of us, and as far as if we don't have at least double or more executive directors as an ex-executive, I'm going to be very, very disappointed, because you out there, you have the ability. If you're not there, I want you to look in the mirror, and we'll discuss that another day, another time. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while you meet someone and you bond with those people, and over the years you become what I call closer than friends, and then you begin to look at their character and you begin to listen to what they have to say, and you suddenly realize these people walk the walk. They talk the talk, but they walk it. We get through. Their integrity is impeachable, and I tell you, this gentleman we have on tonight knows more about really building a team, although I've built a strong, that I probably will ever know. Of course, when he gets a little younger, he might do better, but he's a great motivator. He is on the Platinum Council. He's a Millionaire Club member. He's Platinum to Jacket Owner, $250,000 ringer, a fine gentleman and family man. But most of all, he's my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Hoffman.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ken Moore. Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Well, I tell you what, let me first just give a big thanks to the entire Moore family. On behalf of the Hoffmans, we're just extremely blessed to not only be able to call you guys friends, but, you know, just to have the business relationship, the friendship side is something that is seldom seen, you know, in the world of business. And, you know, just to Jeremy and Stephanie, you know, the more time we get a chance to attend events, the you know, more we get to enjoy just the amazing leadership that, you know, come from those two. And I was very blessed, Darcy and I, to, you know, I've had a chance to spend time with Randy and Pat over the years, but to just be able to hang out in London and have dinner together and see the sights and just enjoy, you know, some of the time away from the business is, again, nothing short of special. And certainly to you and your amazing wife, Shirlene, just for blazing a trail, 31 years in LegalShield, a company today that is still pioneering the legal services and identity theft industry, and yet here we've got the opportunity, you know, to sit with someone like Ken, who, you know, is one of the early pioneers, you know, 31 years ago, going through the trials, the tribulations, and, you know, just the early nuances I can't even imagine, you know, to blaze that trail to help all of us have, you know, what we have today. And you know, Ken, the comments from Alex and Manley and Keith are so spot on. Our future, I think, with LegalShield, I know with LegalShield is unparalleled in respect to anything I've ever seen in my 25 years in business. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. I'd like to just offer congratulations, you know, to some of your team members to see, you know, Chris Hughes and Damian do the things they did in Dallas were just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, what great and amazing leadership you have. And I got to apologize on the front end. You've got so many leaders. I'm not going to be able to name them all, but, you know, to Chris and Damian, great job. You know, Ray Rios and his wife, the recognition and success that they're having, to see that recognition, how exciting. You know, then to see, you know, Linda Bowden and our good friend Jimmy Parrish, saw him down there. You know, Harold and Kathy Pinson, just, you know, a couple of just stellar individuals who, you know, have also really helped to blaze that trail. And, Ken, I got to tell you, one thing that I did find out this weekend that disappointed me just a little bit is, you know, mine and your time together, I'm so thankful for it, and you always share a good joke with me, and, you know, and I tell everybody about the jokes from Ken Moore, but I found out this weekend that the originator the person that really has the jokes that you're robbing and duplicating from is Harold Pinson. So now I know the source, and from now on I'm going to have to quote him.
Well, just be that way. I have to steal from somebody.
You know, so just for a couple of minutes tonight with everybody, I'll just say this. You know, the vision, the forecasting, and our future certainly is something I couldn't be more excited about. And for 17 years, you know, we've had an amazing journey, you know, with Legal Shield, and it has been that, an amazing journey. I felt 17 years ago after coming out of corporate America and being downsized and trying to start my own company and having all those traditional headaches, that when I got introduced to Legal Shield, not only was I in the right place at the right time with a product that was, you know, really unprecedented in the industry, people wanted, people needed, people could afford, and no competition, you know, but I wasn't going to take it for granted. I was going to treat this business like the business that it was. And, you know, I was never going to, you know, turn around and look back and saying, I wish I had. And I believe today that because of that vision, because of the forecasting, because of how, you know, what I feel is an equivalent to a Fortune 25 executive management team with what we have in Legal Shield, you know, that we can double, triple, and quadruple, you know, those ring earners, those millionaire club members, the people who are wanting to build, you know, financial success around their families. Because there's no doubt in my mind that we'll take the company, we'll tip the scales at well over $1 billion, you know, well over $1 billion. Our leaders are intentional, they're purposeful, they're certainly on track. And when I just kind of think through some of the announcements and some of the things that took place, you know, just the launch of what was going to be our new Identity Theft Shield, the launch of the new website, you know, the new mobile app specific to our ID Shield, the individual plan for singles, you know, it's just second to none. If you know, LifeLock has, you know, only been able to beat us just because of some of their marketing. People have been buying an inferior product at an inflated price, and we know we've got the most robust product, but bottom line is, not only is Kroll, our service provider, stepping up, but we have been emboldened, you know, with the launch of the new website and all those different things that are going to be coming into play, you know, from what's, you know, from what the management team has, you know, seen from a solution-oriented perspective there, to launch the new business solutions website, you know, and implementing really kind of a new field leadership structure in respect to our abilities to grow this global market in North America. You know, and always a constant look at, you know, this amazing pay structure, this commission plan we have to constantly, you know, move recruitment and sales and retention, you know, to a whole nother level. A company that's always interested in how we can, you know, make more money and how we can better secure our future by delivering what we know is the greatest value proposition in North America, that being our legal services and identity theft, you know, product, a new associate portal. You know, I could just go on, and you know, we've heard about some of it tonight, but there's just certainly more to come. You know, the spring forward, you know, ability for people with the requirements to not only get a tremendous return on their investment, but everybody that is in that support organization, the additional incentives and monies that can come for what we're already doing anyway. You know, we're doing the right thing. We're keeping the main thing the main thing. We're focused on the fundamentals, and yet we continue to get rewarded, you know, for all of that. I won't go into detail. It's all in your associate portal, and, you know, you've already had a little bit of some of the introductions from your team tonight. But, Ken, I would leave the team with this from this perspective. You know, I've been crisscrossing the country. This quarter has been one of my busiest quarters from a travel perspective in my last 17 years. And one of the things I'm noticing is people's thinking and maybe their understanding of what is the difference between linear thinking and exponential thinking. And let me break that down for a second. I see a lot of folks who are out there prospecting. And, you know, we know that really we have one simple discipline. That's to see the people and tell the story. You know, ask yourself a question, ladies and gentlemen. Are you the Legal Shield ambassador in your community? You know, it's something I was taught 25 years ago that I needed to go out and see the people and tell the story. And that's really what it's all about. I just need to, you know, whether it's my warm market, whether it's cold market, whether it's on the street cold market, I 17 years ago was sold out when I got introduced to Legal Shield. You know, the moment I saw this company, after a little due diligence, I wrote down 13 times in 1998 that our family could have benefited from a service like this if someone told us about it. So I felt if our family could benefit, how many other families in North America could benefit? And, you know, we rolled up our sleeves and went to work, and 3 years later, the company deposited well over, you know, seven figures in our bank account. And I'm not sharing that with anybody on this phone to brag or boast about a doggone thing. I was bartending at night. I was framing houses in the morning for $7 an hour because I had a company that wasn't doing very well. So I was trying to create cash flow to keep the company I had from going bankrupt. So I was burning the midnight oil. I already had an 80-plus hour work week when, you know, we got introduced to the industry. And I just knew that for things to change, I had to change. For things to get better, I had to get better. And I knew that the only thing that kept me from having the success I wanted was the number of people I was willing to go out and talk to, the number of people I was willing to go out and prospect. And so what I was taught is that if I was prospecting you, okay, if I was out there, you know, sharing the Legal Shield story with you, ultimately my goal is to protect your family with this membership, and then from there I'll share with you how we think exponentially. But I always looked at every prospect not from a one-to-one perspective. I looked at the prospect in respect to the 100 people that they knew. If you're taking notes, please write this down. Understand what you can control. There's three things that you can control: the hours you work, the number of presentations you do, and number three is your attitude. So the three things you control, one more time, is number one, the hours you work, number two, the presentations you do, and number three, your attitude. None of us can control what the prospect is going to say or do. We can't control the yeses, we can't control the maybes, and we can't control the noes. We just have to be diligent in the hours and presentations and our attitude. Whether it's a yes, no, or a maybe, we should give them the same response, our attitude being a smile and, you know, an attitude of gratitude for just that time. But no matter what their response is, yes, maybe, or no, I'm looking at them to the 100 people that they know. So no matter what situation I'm in, I'm never thinking linear. I'm never thinking one-to-one. I see people all the time who go out and prospect, and maybe that person says, well, it doesn't sound like it's for me, or they might say, I'm not interested, or they might even say, hey, I'm interested, and they either make the sale or they don't make the sale, and then they go next. I've never operated that way. If I'm prospecting you and you say it's not for me, I say, well, thank you so much for this time. You know, let me ask you a question. Who do you know that might be interested in protecting their teenage drivers? Who do you know that might like to have a comprehensive will for their family? You know, can you think of any business owners you know who really care about their employees? And, you know, I understand it might not be for you, but who do you know that might be interested in helping us expand in this marketplace, whether part-time or full-time? So, you know, I call it referrals to the power of three. So no matter what a prospect throws my way, I'm always looking at things from a referral perspective. I'm always looking at things from how can I reach out to the 100 people they know. Now, you know, I make a membership sale. I look at the individual, and here's what happens. When I make a membership sale, I've protected a family. Now that I've protected a family, I've also got paid a commission. Now that I've got paid a commission, I look at that new member and say, Mr. Member or Mrs. Member, now that you understand what we do, I work referrals to the power of three. Now watch, I'm going to do it again for you. My referrals to the power of three are number one, who do you know that would also like to benefit from having the peace of mind you have with this membership? Who do you know that would like to have a comprehensive will? Who do you know that might like to have their teenage drivers protected? Who do you know that would like to simply have access? So that's a question I ask. Referrals to the power of three also has me asking this question. Do you know, or what business owners do you know that really care about their employees? Open-ended question. There's always going to be a response because if anybody knows a business owner, they know that they probably care about their number one asset being their employees. And then the last question I have in the referral to the Power of Three is always this. I've never, ever sold a membership in 17 years in Legal Shield where I didn't discuss or let them know there's an opportunity tied to this. So it looks like this. So, Mr. Member, this is my referral to the Power of Three, the third part. Now that you understand what we do, you're probably starting to get a pretty good idea why our business is absolutely exploding in the marketplace. Whether I'm in Ada, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or Knoxville, Tennessee, where I live, I now say, now that you understand what we do, you've got a pretty good idea why our business is exploding. I need your help. Who do you know that might help us expand this business here in Knoxville? Who do you know that's dissatisfied and may be interested in making an extra $500 to $1,000 a month? Who do you know that might be interested in a career in making a serious six-figure income? So, you know, think exponential, folks, and take the time to teach your organization to think exponential so that in any situation you're in, you're always working the referral side of the business. Never think linear. Never go to your prospect one-to-one. Go to your prospect looking and understanding there's hundreds of people they know in the marketplace who will have an impact, you know, on your business model. And then I'll just leave you with this last comment. The simplicity of our model starts at home. It starts with you and I. If you'll use the product, you're going to want to share the product. If you use the product, you're not only going to want to share the product, but you're going to want to share the opportunity. So use the product. Share the product, share the opportunity, build for events, and then simply teach others how to do those other four things. So use the product and let that testimonial, let that excitement, let that passion, let that peace of mind, let that living life on your own terms translate into helping other people live life on their own terms. Every one of you will become a Legal Shield ambassador in your community. Because if you've used the product and experienced the peace of mind that Legal Shield has to offer, you're going to be sold out and want the world to know about it. And doggone it, there's too many people out there right now that want to hear from you, that are sick and tired of living life on someone else's terms and would love to live life on their terms by knowing that in their back pocket is the protection of 6,900 attorneys and in their back pocket is 2,200 licensed fraud investigators that simply say, I got your back if things tend to go south. If we don't do it, someone else will. If we don't discipline ourselves in our own business, someone else will. So put the fun back into fundamentals. Don't take for granted the amazing leadership you have and the More Success team and all the other great leaders that are part of that organization. And I look forward to seeing every single one of you in Las Vegas. And Ken, to you and Jeremy and Randy and to all those amazing ladies you guys are married to, thanks for the opportunity to serve one of the finest organizations I've ever been able to talk to. Back to you, sir.
First of all, John, as usual, you hit it out of the ballpark. And John, isn't this about time for your birthday? Is that true? You're 39. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a secret, and I'm still 39. So I'm going to catch you guys one of these days.
We really, really, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. It's not only a great experience, it's fun being on the same side of the street, so to speak, as you are. It's fun working together. And I know my children, Randy, and my grandson, Jeremy, and all their family love you to pieces, but I would like for you to quit hitting on my wife. I like younger guys to hit on her, if you don't mind.
Well, no, I look forward to seeing her and her sister at St. Regis. The three of us can get in a lot of trouble, and if you want to stay home, I'll just keep an eye on them. We're good.
Well, that's fine. It just makes me so happy. I don't hardly know how to take it. Listen, Randy, do you have something to say to John? And by the way, John, whenever your birthday is, and even if you are 39, I say happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, John, this is Randy. I appreciate you and Darcy so much and appreciate what you're doing with Brielle, bringing on another generation. I know she's going to be a Millionaire Club member. She just got a few days to go, but hey, I'm just tickled to death to have another family like ours that we can proudly say a generational success. So appreciate you being on the call tonight. You're a top-notch guy, always friendly, always great to know somebody of your caliber. So thank you so much, John, for being our friend and for being on the call.
Randy, thank you so much, and thank you for setting such an amazing example for our family and Brielle to follow, and we're quickly trying to come right up behind you. Thank you.
All right, John. Appreciate you very, very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, remember that our More Success team calls the first of next month will be 1 hour earlier. Also, that we launched our new moresuccessteam.com website. So go to that website. Let us know if there's anything there that you think we need to add or need to be changed. Give us some ideas and help us out with that. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Okay, Randy. And let's remember that the group call, instead of 8 p.m., will be 9 p.m. Central Time. You know, Randy, this has absolutely been a great call tonight, has it? I was just thinking about a lot of things I'd like to say, but it's a little long, but it's just been such a great call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really up to us now. All we got to do is go out. There's a brass ring out there, maybe a gold one. Reach up and grab a hold of it. Let's go all together. God bless you. Keep putting him first. Keep putting the family second. Keep putting Legal Shield third. God bless you. We'll be listening for you. And Frank and Teresa Cohen will be our guest speakers next Monday night. God bless and good night.
Good night, everyone.